Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning, dear campers. Welcome to episode 202 of the Philippine Campfire Stories on our latest segment called The After Campfire. If this is your first time listening to Philippine Campfire Stories, this is a storytelling podcast that focuses on horror stories and strange stories from the Philippines or by Filipinos. My name is Earl and I'm the host of the podcast, otherwise known as the Campmaster. In the 4 years of the podcast, madalas ay boses ko lang naririnig ninyo. But to spice it up a little, I'm bringing in some friends and interesting people into the show para pag-usapan naman natin yung mga content and media na related sa mga kinahihiligan nating topic. Last episode, we opened this new segment with Mr. Budget Tan of Trece. Today, we will have on the show another author, this time of a book called Gimot Jr. and the Aswang Clan. Isang coming-of-age book about a young guy by the name of Danny. Together with his two friends, Eddie and Mary, they will find out about Danny's heritage. Punong-puno din ang kwentuhan natin tonight as we will be joined by Andrew Pasaporte. At kwekwentuhan niya tayo about his process in creating this book. Pag-uusapan natin lahat yan sa pagbabalik ng After Campfire segment dito lang sa Philippine Campfire Stories.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you feel lost, doubting yourself, and tired? You question your worth and existence? Well, I'm here for you. Hey, this is Gailey Chavez, and I'm the host of Free Yourself Podcast. My podcast talks about self-love, self-discovery, and growth. This is for everyone who wants to live their fullest life and become the person that they could be. Let me help out and remind you that this is your life, your path, that you are not broken, and you are worth it. Catch me every Friday at 8 p.m. See ya!
Welcome back to Philippine Camper Stories, powered by the Pod Network Entertainment. You're listening to episode 202 and into our latest segment called The After Campfire. Let's bring in tonight's guest, the author of Gimot Jr. and the Aswang Clan. Campers, let's welcome to the campsite, Andrew Pasaporte.
Hey guys, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. Hello, campers.
All right. Ayan, I'm very happy to have you here, Andrew. If you could just probably introduce yourself to the listeners, sa mga siguro hindi pa na nakapansin or nakabasa ng libro mo or ng mga works mo. So if you could tell us all about yourself.
All right, thank you, Earl. So yeah, my name is Andrew Halbena Pasaporte, and by Earl's intro, I don't know about young. I'm quite old, but I'm a podcast producer for a US show, a tech show, and also I do marketing for a startup in the Philippines. It's a legal tech startup. But last year, I published a book in the Philippines. It's called Dimo Jr. and the Aswang Clan. It's a middle grade book, so it's for mga bata. And of course, the people or the young at heart could actually read it also. So yun yung pinaka background ko. I'm actually a podcast producer also. But I'm not in front of the camera. I'm mostly at the back.
Oh, nice. Okay. Siguro before we go to your book, no, kasi I believe kaya ka nag-reach out sa Philippine Camper Stories is you want to tap into the market. We are we're great fans of Aswang Stories. And this is very fitting for everyone who wants to have a good read, diba? Can you tell us what was your first Aswang story that you recall as a child? Kalalapit ko yung mic ko, baka medyo sabihin ng editor ka naman.
Habang may audio is good naman siguro. Yeah, okay. I'm also, I'm just going to apologize. I'm actually kind of sick right now, so medyo
lumapas.
First Aswang story, walang anything specific actually, because I was quite young and immersed sa mga Aswang things since bata pa ako. I live in the province, but my roots are in Iloilo. So since I was a kid, yun na talaga pinag-uusapan. So most of the stories I hear from my grandma, from my parents who actually believes in them, and also the help. But most of the stories growing up are from the help. But also, if I can recall something talaga that medyo may wish na ako at naalala ko, was ano na, medyo high school na.
Yeah.
two houses away from where I live right now, 12th I live, there's a guy there who claimed that he was attacked by an aswang.
Oh, so, interesting.
The stories around town was that inattacked siya ng aswang, and then he even had the wounds sa back to prove it. Pero according to, I mean, to his story, sinasabi niya na ano daw, parang he didn't really see it, but he knew it was a flying creature and he attached sa likod, and he believes it's an aswang. And he was able to escape. However, nakita niya daw na umalis din yung the aswang and landed on at a mango tree about 5 houses away. And then it was like a big thing here because pinagudahan that house.
Kailan to? Mga anong dekada? Ano ba to?
This was in the 90s. That's the 90s.
Of course, it's in the 90s. So it's in the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's a vivid like memory.
That's like one of your core memories, no?
Yeah.
Sa mga
Aswang. Because it was a thing. It was a thing in the village.
Okay. All right. And that's sa Iloilo, tama ba?
No. I'm actually based in South Cotabato, but my roots are in Iloilo.
Okay. All right. Okay. So let's talk about Gimo Jr. and the Aswang Clan. Do you have a picture of the book with you? It's in my bag, actually.
I actually have the book here.
Ah, yes. There you go. Yeah. Did you draw the picture of the cover? Or is it an artist?
The cover and the illustrations in the book, as well as those that are appearing on social media, they're drawn by quite a popular artist in the Philippines. His name is Augie Fontanilla.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you can check him out.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about Gimo Jr. and Aswang Clan. Without spoiling too much, ano ba yung kwento ng libro ng Gimo Jr. and Aswang Clan? And fans of the show would probably, it's a giveaway, no? No, sa ano pa lang. Pero syempre, for the benefit of those who probably don't have an idea, ano ba yung premise or yung story ng Gimo Jr. and the Aswang Clan?
Gimo Jr. is an Aswang Clan. It's a middle grade novel. It's not meant to be scary. It's actually just a fun adventure book for kids. It talks about, the story is about Danny, who is a 13-year-old who discovers that he's part of the Aswang Clan. And he has these adventures with two of his friends, and he meets some colorful characters along the way. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it's a lot of like if throwbacks and all those. If you're a kid, you'll enjoy it as is. But if you're somebody older and maybe you're a parent or a tita and you read the book, you'll get a lot of references and you'll have fun explaining to kids, oh, this is what it is. But you know,
ako nga nung binabasa ko siya, parang sabi ko, oh, I know this name.
That's fun.
It was a fun read. In the story, you have a lot of pop and folk culture references, which you made into characters. Na ako kasi parang fan ako ng mga horror movies, local, especially locals. You have a lot of mga parang tidbits, no? At napipick up ko yun. That was actually one of the fun thing about reading your book is that, kilala ko to. Parang, ito ba yun? Ganun. So parang, I will let you talk about it. Just because, you know, at least, ma-share natin sa audience and what can they expect by reading your book?
Right. So, yeah, it was a choice. It was a definite choice on my part to include all those characters. But I wanted it to be a mishmash of different events. And
that's actually a word I was thinking, like, it's a mishmash.
Characters. Yeah. But like I said previously to the previous question, even somebody who doesn't know all these references would still enjoy the book. And then, but it would be more enjoyable for somebody who knows everything. But for legal reasons, this is a work of fiction, and all of these events and scenarios and characters are fictional, and they're not really meant to be like a depiction of who they are in real life.
Oh, yes. Like, for example, Danny's mom, you named her Portia. I can say that, right? All right. So you named her Portia. I'm imagining that it was picked up from that movie wherein Portia was.
I just used it. And you're the first person to actually call me out on that. But yes.
Really?
I don't know why people don't. Maybe they just. Maybe more kids read it more than adults do. But so there's a lot. Even the names, I mean, the director of the movies there. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So maybe I could give away those two characters though, parang, and they still have a lot to pick up. But for the listeners of the podcast, pinangalanan kasi ni Andrew yung kanyang main character na si Danny. The parents are named Portia and Peke. Peke is the dad, Portia is the mom. As you very well know, there's a very famous story about an aswang fiesta in one of the franchise movies that we all love as a kid. And one of the characters in there is named Portia, the main girl who survived an aswang attack from a barrio of aswang. And I would imagine Peke would be a call to an homage to the director of that same episode. Tama ba?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. So yeah, sobrang na appreciate ko yun na parang. And I would imagine kasi nga parang lumaki ka din on that period that with all those movies and all those situations that were happening in the 90s and talagang boom, sinapak mo lahat dun sa libro. Nakita ko yun. can you talk about some of the characters na parang baka, so we can entice people to look out
right,
for
you. So the title is a dead giveaway, right? So it talks about Tinian Tegimo, and it's all in a mashup of those characters. Plus, there's some references to superheroes. So yeah, mga ganun siya. Plus, yung mga names of places, events na we're already familiar back in the day, the early 2000s and the 90s. It's all called back, I mean, to this particular book.
Okay. Can we talk about that Darna plot that you did? Is that okay?
Thank you. So yeah, there's a belief, diba, that when an aswang, parang, I don't know, for different parts of the Philippines, sometimes they say that an aswang can't die unless they pass a stone like something, amulet, whatever, to the next next kin. So you know, since I'm doing this for kids and I want this to be like a reference to something, I reimagine it na baka ganun. Baka yung stone ni Darna is from somebody in there. Because I want all those kids to be very naive on what's going on. So yun lang yung point of reference nila eh, si Darna. So when they were told about the myth or the mythology behind like aswangs and how they pass the curse to somebody else is through a stone.
Oh, kasi hindi pwedeng sisiw yung pinapasa, no? Parang matatakot kasi yung mga 30 years old. Bakit kumakain ng sisiw yung bida?
So yun.
Okay, yeah. Let's see. What can you say to the listeners that are thinking of getting their works done? Hindi lahat and I have a lot of listeners who are dabbling into writing and all that. You have published your work. What can you say to inspire people to create their own work? And I feel like the mga people of our age, they have a lot of stories because we were exposed to a lot of stories from our childhood. Anong pwede mong sabihin to inspire them?
Yeah, so yeah, if you have that knack for writing or even just have ideas, just go ahead and write. Ngayon, madali na lang siya, I can say. Unlike at time natin, if you live in the same decade, hirap talaga ma-penetrate yung mga itong klaseng gawain. It's just, for me kasi, it was a matter of sitting down and writing because wala akong choice. It was the pandemic when I wrote this. It was like the start of the pandemic. I moved back to the province from Manila. Yeah. And then I stayed here until now. I mean, I actually moved back here to my parents' house. So, wala akong ginagawa during that time. And kaya medyo natapos. But it took a while then. Kasi hindi naman talaga ako writer eh. Totoo lang. I mean, I write, but I haven't even published a book. This is the first one.
Yeah.
Pero now, there are so many resources, so many people you can, you know, connect with to help you go out there and have the book published. But be careful, huh? This is just one, like, a warning that there'll be times talaga that people will take, some experts aren't really experts. So, mas mabuti pa talaga. The best tip maybe I can give is reach out to your network first. Yung network mo talaga before even, like, looking further away and just, you know, getting somebody that you think would be the best mentor or whatever for you.
So, When you were writing Gimo Jr. and Aswang Clan, what was your inspiration behind it? Like, it's very, I had this aftertaste, though, I would say, for the lack of better term, na parang, it kind of throws me back to that first time I happened to have a Harry Potter book. Wow. Just because there's three persons. You remember that first time you read a series of adventures?
Yeah, I'm having this comes right now, but that's actually,
yeah, I remember back in, I don't want to reveal my age, but high school pa ako noon and sobrang tagal na noon. I happened to have this Harry Potter book that I even borrowed from my, why do I give air quotes? I borrowed it, hindi ko siya ninakaw. nung high school ako. And then I was reading it and then I felt like, oh, wow, this is like an adventure book. And then, oh, it's about witchcraft? no, wait, witchcraft? What? Oh, ganun. So parang, and just because it's the parallel is like there's three good friends who went on a very big adventure, diba? So parang you can't help but compare of that parallelism. What was your inspiration behind Gimo Jr. and S1 Clan?
It was a decision. It was a choice. Kung iisipin mo, hyper trope talaga siya. I mean, I wanted to do that. Parang geeky kid meets mean girl meets. Oh, ganun talaga. I wanted to do it like that particular na formulaic na ganun. But gusto ko rin na introduce all these aspects na parang magulo lang, parang ganun. But gusto ko yung story very familiar.
Mm. Okay. I get it. Siguro lang as an adult, if my readers, listeners would happen to chance Gimo Jr., mapapailing ka na lang kasi parang syempre nag-iisip ka na as an adult na parang
alam ko na to.
Parang ano mo na siya eh. Pero the target audience for this book is young kids na parang siguro mga around 10 years old below, mga ganyan, or even early teens, diba? So parang that's the target. Ano na lang, bonus na lang na parang kilala natin yung mga key characters na ginawa ni Andrew para dito sa libro na to.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, well, I really enjoyed the yearbook. Thank you so much. Well, I would ask this to all of my guests. Do you have a horror story that you can share with the campsite?
So yeah, I thought about this actually because I know that you were going to ask this question. It's not an Aswang story particularly. Pero
not even. We're not interested. Like, give us your best horror story.
So this happened to me when I was in maybe around 13 again. I was a child of the hospital. I mean, not child of the hospital. I mean, I was always confined in the hospital because I was sick a lot. I wasn't confined. Tapos, there's an urban legend sa hospital near my place that there's a figure, a nurse, that would go through the wall, go through a painting at the very end of a hallway. Meron doon painting. Parang pumapasok siya doon. And they say parang portal daw yun, ganyan, ganyan. For everything else. Hindi lang multo, hindi lang, for everything else. Tapos, there was one night that ang nakatokang magbantay sa akin was my kuya. And I remember waking up in the middle of the night and I saw my kuya watching TV. Nalala ko pa na kumuwatch ng PBA. Eh. But sabi ko pakahinaan because I can't sleep or I was awake. I woke up pala. So sabi ko, hinaan niya. And that was the last memory I had until the morning. Now mind you, back in the day, yung pag naka-IV ka, hindi pa plastic nung IV dati. Ano pa siya? Yung totoong needle pa siya na metal. So, I always request for the nurses and doctors to put a, batawag doon, spleen, batawag doon. Basta nilalagay ng board sa ilalim para hindi na bumove yung hand ko sa IV. Mag-imulikot ako.
Yep.
So, the morning, dumating na yung the people who feed me, ganyan, ganyan. And I raised my arm. And when I raised my arm, wala na yung buong board. Eh, naka-tape yun. Hindi yun basta-basta na ako. At masakit yung tanggalin because dumidikit yun sa skin. Na wala na yung lahat ng ganun. So sabi ko, ano ba yun? But it's too early and I would have felt if somebody took it off my hand. So wala na. Sabi ko, tinanong namin mga nurse, wala daw pumasok sa room, wala daw, blah, blah, blah. Even my kuya didn't see anything, blah, blah. And in the afternoon, nag-change siya sila ng duties with my mom. Dala-dala na mom ko yung bag with all my fresh clothes. And kukunin na yung mga nasa hamper. Nandun sa pinakailalim ng hamper, yung
board.
The board, nandun.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun yung weird na nangyari sa akin in that hospital. And tapos I was talking to
the doctor. And what are you thinking? Parang may dumaan na nurse na parang tinanggalan ka ganun yung nurse.
No, kasi yun yung sinasabi nila. The people, nurses would go in and then change the speed of like the IV. May mga ganun-ganun mga ano doon. So yun yung pinaka na-experience ko talaga as a kid.
No, weird na parang, nangyari ba yan?
yun.
Okay. Sa South Cotabato yan?
South Cotabato.
Ah, wow. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that story. Yes, baka you can invite our listeners, both young and young at heart, to go look out for Aswang, Gimo Jr. and Aswang Clan to have a coffee.
Ayun, maraming salamat, Philippine Campfire Stories, for having me. Yeah, if you want to get a copy of Gimo Jr. and the Aswang Clan, it's for everybody. You will enjoy it, even like if you're somebody older. It's available on Amazon. If you have friends in the US or all over the world, there are major retailers that carry the book. It's on Amazon. But for people in the Philippines, it's also available locally. It's distributed, it's published locally by Central Books. And we have stores in Metro Manila, Cebu, and Davao. So yeah, and also online, of course. You can get those on online platforms.
Mm. Para sa mga interesado sa e-book copy, meron ba itong
meron din. E-book? Nasa Amazon. No?
Ah, nice. Ayan, para sa mga Kindle readers Kindle no, sa Amazon. What I would say is that for PhilAms or mga global Filipinos, no, not just limited in America. When I read yung Gimo Jr., meron siyang hint na parang hindi mo alam kung nasa Pilipinas or nasa ibang bansa. Just because of the town, can you name the town? Ikaw na magsabi.
Yeah, the name of the town is Pine Town. It's actually like a mishmash of where I live. It's I live in a place where there's pine trees and pineapple fields. It's in the
okay.
And it's actually dominated by a multinational company. So medyo global din yung mga tao.
Mm.
So yun yung naging medyo ano.
Oh, you know what I was thinking?
You
know what I was thinking? Like, parang nung iniisip ko yun, sabi ko, parang ano, parang may hints of being in a parang suburban town sa California, ganun, where I live. So, sabi ko, Pine Town, Philippine Town, ganyan. Because P-I-N-E, right? So, yun. So, if ever na may mga global Filipinos na nakikinig ngayon and you feel like giving this as a bridge to your kids of what we used to have back in the day, you could go ahead and check out Gimo Jr. and the Aswang Clan. It's a great book written by Andrew Halbone Pasaporte. There you go. Thank you so much, Andrew, for being at the Philippine Campfire Stories.
Maraming salamat, and I'll listen to more of your episodes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. All right. Nice meeting you. Bye-bye.
Nice meeting you, Ayo. Bye-bye.
You just listened to the After Campfire with Andrew Pasaporte of Gimo Jr. and Aswang Clan. Special thanks to the Pod Network Entertainment for making this episode possible. If you have thoughts about today's episode, feel free to join the conversation by leaving your thoughts at the Spotify Q&A section. All you have to do is look for Philippine Campfire Stories Spotify channel and look for the Q&A section sa episode na ito. Now we'll read your comments on future episodes of the show. And that's it for today's show. Makita-kita tayong muli sa susunod na kwento. Ako si Earl, ang inyo pong campmaster. At ito ang After Campfire segment ng Philippine Campfire Stories.
This podcast may be based on true events with names, characters, and incidents that are either products of the creator's imagination or used fictitiously. Any similarity to real individuals or events is coincidental.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.